A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him with this request. "Sir, my serving boy is at home in bed, paralyzed, suffering painfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." "Sir," the centurion said in reply, "I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Just give an order and my boy will get better. I am a man under authority myself, and I have troops assigned to me. If I give one man the order, dismissed, off he goes. If I say to another, come here, here he comes. If I tell my slave, do this, he does it." Jesus showed amazement on hearing this and remarked to his followers, "I assure you, I have never found this much faith in Israel. Mark what I say. Many will come from the east and the west and will find a place at the banquet in the kingdom of God with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, while the natural heirs of this kingdom will be driven out into the dark. Wailing will be heard there and the grinding of teeth." To the centurion Jesus said, "Go home. It shall be done because you trusted." The very moment the boy got better. Jesus entered Peter's house and found Peter's mother-in-law in bed with a fever. He took her by the hand and the fever left her. She got up at once and began to wait on him. As evening drew on, they brought him many who were possessed. He expelled the spirits by a simple command and cured all who were afflicted, thereby fulfilling what had been said through Isaiah the prophet. "He was our infirmities he bore, our sufferings he endured." The Gospel of the Lord. In the bottom of my jewelry box lies a small religious necklace. My mother bought it for me when I was a child. It is a small, clear, plastic container containing a mustard seed. For some reasons unknown to me, the child, the story of the mustard seed was one of my mom's favorite Bible stories. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. As I ponder today's gospel story of the centurion and examine the depth of his faith, my mom's love of the mustard seed came to me. As a child, I never really understood, but as I look back, I think her love of the mustard seed story grew out of her love of plants, flowers, and all growing things. For a profession, she was an RN, so it wasn't too far to jump from caring for her patients to caring and nurturing plants. She seemed to be always happiest digging in the dirt. Her roses, not easy to grow in the Arizona desert, were always full, beautiful, and filled with scent. I remember being astounded when we went on vacation to the botanical gardens in San Diego, and she was naming all the flowers there before she even saw the signs. One of her many crowning glories was the day she ate a store-bought peach and decided to plant this nut. Not only did it grow into a tree, but the tree lived for many years bearing fabulous peaches. As a gardener, she spent many hours weeding, watering, fertilizing. And as a woman of faith, she did the same. She prayed daily. She never missed Mass. She prayed the rosary and read scriptures. She wasn't a theologian or even a great reader of church theology, but she cultivated her relationship with God. She watered her love of Christ and let the Holy Spirit guide her life. Because of her great example of love and faith, not only did my father, who was a convert to Catholicism, and my sister benefit from it, but it has carried on into my children and now to my grandchildren, her great-grandchildren whom she never met. Many times I have found it said that faith is a gift from God. Faith is given to us through grace. The centurion was a Gentile, but yet even Jesus marveled at his faith. How did he receive the grace of God and why did he receive it? As I listen to the gospel message, I began to think it's not so important as how or why he received the gift of faith, as it was important to see that he acted on that gift of faith. As my mother faithfully planted her garden and watched it bloom, so the centurion saw his sick servant and knew that Jesus could heal him, and he acted upon his faith. Maybe the why question could be answered in that the centurion is an example for all of us who proclaim to be people of faith. Do we act upon our faith? Do we water, fertilize, and nourish our faith? Do we trust in the Lord enough to say, "Lord, you do not have to enter my house, Say the word, and I know your will is done. How have we acted upon our faith so that others may be encouraged to see and believe? As I look at the tiny mustard seed in my jewelry box, I think I began to see what my mother saw. From this small seed springs a large tree. From the tiniest spark of faith, the gospel spreads its branches and blossoms.